morning, everyone. And the exploration of 3D data is the core to in many tasks and domains in scientific visualizations. Thus, the data exploration technique are essential for analyze the information spaces. During this presentation, I will present FI3D, a direct touch interaction for the exploration of three-dimensional scientific visualization spaces. Interactive three-dimensional scientific visualization have made a significant impact in many different domains. And we all know some direct touch surface like the touch surface and the large screen. People think it is more intuitive and natural. And the touch interaction has shown to outperform the mouse interaction for selections of targets on the screen. But we didn't see much work about provide the direct touch in scientific visualizations. And we want to know if it is also useful for scientific visualizations. And if so, how to design the interface and the interactions can help the users to understand the data. Some relative work about provides the touch interaction on manipulating 3D objects through direct touch on 2D surfaces have been presented. Hancock et al. Present a 2D control technique to support shallow depth 3D interactions. His extension of the concept of manipulating the 3D object from 2D interactions to 3D has provided the users precise control over the manipulated object. But those work only work with the individual objects. And the direct touch with the 3D space has been realized by using gesture interactions. Riesman et al. Map motions of contact points to the transformations of the 3D space. And Fu et al. Design a gesture to invoke powers of 10 letters to affect scale in the space. So we want to focus on manipulating the data set and the 3D space as a unit, which is very important for the scientific visualization. So this is the center interface, and we want to leave the space to represent the data itself. We don't want to use the additional manual or dedicated object to constrain the mapping. So we want to use the frame to control the interactions. Different interactions have been used to map 2 degrees of freedom input to get 7 degrees of freedom output. Now I will introduce the interactions one by one. When we want to move a piece of paper, the touching point, we want that the touching point stays on the point which is initially touched. And we want the same thing happen on the 3D case. But it is difficult because the touching point is only sticky on one single plane parallel to the view plane. So now we choose the center position of the whole data set as this distance. We map this to our frame. So if we start the interaction with one finger inside of the space and move, the 3D space can be translated in the X and Y direction. We can also see this in the video. If we start the interaction from the center, the 3D space can be moved. And two-touch interaction is very popular recently in the media. If we use two-touch to manipulate a piece of paper, the paper can be moved, rotated, as well as scaled. So in the three, when we use two touch to manipulate a cube, the center of this transformation is always middle of two touching points. So we map this to our frame. The rotation, scaling, and translation interaction will start when we use two touch to move inside of the space, and the 3D space can be rotated, translated, as well as scaled. So we see this in the video. We start two touch from the center, and the 3D space can be rotated, moved, as well as scaled. Now, if we want to rotate a piece of paper only around Z direction, we can touch the border of the paper and move parallel to the border. We can also do the same thing with the 3D object. We map this to our frame. We can start our finger from one of the borders and move parallel to the border. And the 3D space can be rotated around Z axis. We see this in the video. We pick one of the borders and move parallel to the border. Once it starts, the touching finger is not limited inside of the border. If we want to rotate a 2D or 3D object around one certain axis, we can also start from the border and rotate it around a certain axis. We map this to our frame. We start the touching point from one of the borders, move directly inside of the space, and the 3D space can be rotated around a certain axis. And we see this in the video. Choose one of the borders and move directly inside. If we want to constrain the rotation around, on one certain axis, either X or Y, we need help of this axis. So we can either choose one direction first and start the rotation finger, or start trackball rotation first and constrain it on a certain axis. We can see this in the video. Now, right now, the icons shows that we already start the trackball rotation. Now we constrain it on Y axis. So this is the Y rotation. And we can also choose the X axis and start the rotation finger. So this is X rotation. We can also translate object along at Z axis or use a magnify to zoom in or zoom out. The effect of those two interactions are similar, but they are different. For the Z translation, to some point, we will move behind the object, then we can't see anything. We map this to our frame. We can start from the additional above frame and move down, or start from the bottom frame and move up to translate object along the Z axis. So we see this from the video. We can start from the bottom, move up, and or start from the above and move down. The 3D space can be translated along Z axis. For the zoom, we can start our touch from one of the corners to zoom in or zoom out. So we see this in the video. We can zoom out or zoom in. Altogether, we leave the space to represent the data itself and use the frame to control the interaction. We provide users 7 degrees of freedom, including 3 rotations, 3 translations, and a zoom. We support the user to navigate in the 3D space and provide user integrated interaction. To understand if the design is understandable for the user, we held a user study. We asked 12 participants to join the study, including 6 male and 6 female. Their ages are from 19 to 39. All of them are reported as right-handed people. And we use 52-inch LCD screen for full HD resolution. And we use a smart DVI-T overlay to support 2 independent inputs. We compare our touch technique with traditional technique, so we use the combination of mouse and keyboard. In the mouse condition, we don't need to use the frame anymore. In both mouse condition and touch condition, we let user to stand one arm far away from the display. So in our study, in the first part, we let them to finish 8 travel tasks. And in these tasks, we have a 3D space on the right and a target image on the left. What they need to do is reposition the 3D space to visually match the goal on the left. A transparent rectangle is used to help users to reach the goal. In order to do the study, we also need to design the interactions for the mouse condition. So we use the left button of the mouse to do the translation. Press both buttons or middle button and drag to translate around Z. Use the right button to do the rotation, and if we want to constrain it on a certain axis, we use X or Y or Z key from the keyboard. For the zoom, we can easily turn in the wheel in the mouse condition. And for RST interaction, there was no natural and single interaction in the mouse condition, so we use a combination. We use the left button of the mouse to do the translation. Use the right button together with Z key to rotate around Z, and use the wheel to zoom. Our study includes 2 parts. In the first part, we have 8 travel tasks, including XY translation, XYZ translation, X rotation, Y rotation, Z rotation, trackball rotation, zoom, and RST interaction. Before we start the real testing, we told them how it works and led them to try several trials. After they fully remember how it works and have the feeling how to make the goal, we will start the real testing. Once it starts, we told them to do it as precise and faster as possible. After the whole first part, we let them to complete part of the questionnaire to compare those 2 techniques. In the second part, we let the user to explore an astronomical data set. In this part, they would need to tell us what's interesting or stranger in the data set. And sometimes we will ask several questions, and they will need to find the answer by themselves. So in this part, they can choose to use only mouse, or use touch, or use a combination of them. And from the result, we can see touch technique is found to be easy to remember and perform. We provide additional interaction, and it is more preferred for the data exploration. And the result we get from the touch is similar to the result we get from the mouse, except the task of rotation and zoom. And for the mouse, because of years of practice, it is more preferred for the time crucial tasks. And it is significantly faster in the task of rotation and zoom. So we conclude it like this. For the time pressured tasks, familiar devices are more preferred. And for the open-ended exploration, touch technique is more preferred. And if we see their movements, we can see that the movement in the touch condition is more precise and straightforward. And we didn't get faster result in touch condition in the task of rotation tasks. We can explain it as the hardware issues, because the smartboard uses 4 cameras and a strip of IR LED lines to detect where your touch is. And especially for those people who is the first time to use the touch screen, they will use, instead of using one single finger to touch the screen, sometimes they will use half of the hand to touch the screen. In this case, the interactions will be switched. And even we use one single finger to touch the screen and move, sometimes we will get occasional lags in between. So in this case, the interactions will be switched as well. For the zoom task, we didn't expect that touch can be faster, because turning a wheel in the mouse condition is really faster. But the touch interaction has advantage of continuous zoom. We believe that with reliable hardware, the result in the touch condition can be improved, and the speed advantage in the mouse condition will be not so significant. We also improved our technique after the study. If we want to rotate a cluster of particles that is not in the center, the rotation center will be in front or behind that cluster. So in this case, the cluster will move away from the interface. So now, instead of using the center of the whole data set, we use the center of the visible part of the particles as the center of the rotation. We can also choose the center of the rotation. We use one finger to select one point, and use another finger to start the trackball rotation. Now, the whole data set will rotate around that point. We apply our technique to explore different kind of data sets in different areas. So here we explore the fibers and the interface of the surface of the brain. In this case, it is easy to define the center of the rotation, and it is not necessary to navigate through in the Z direction. So we changed our mapping. We still leave the corners to zoom out and zoom in. Because rotation is more important, we switch the mapping of rotation and translation. We still keep that rotation and rotate the object from the center. Instead of constrained rotation, we move the cutting plane. From left to right. zoom from right to left and from above to bottom. Instead of use RST injection, now we select fibers. During this presentation, we present the design and evaluation of FI3D, a direct touch interaction with three-dimensional scientific visualization spaces. We provide 7 degrees of freedom frame interaction with the whole space. We provide the large scale and the precise interactions. We can use our techniques to explore the data set from different scientific visualization domains. And from the user study, we get the similar results in the touch condition. And after the study, we also improved our technique. With this, I conclude my talk and leave you a video of exploration task. Thank you for your attention. I will take your questions.
Okay, so we have time for questions.
Hi, thank you for your talk. I have a question about how long did a user study take for one person to complete?
And from, it is around half an hour.
Did anyone complain about fatigue or anything because you have kind of large area to stretch?
Yes, they feel tired sometimes. But we need to mention that because we won't use the large screen 8 hours per day and five days per week. So this is one point. And another point is, according to different applications, maybe we will use the smart board or use the tabletop or use different kind of device to do the direct touch work. And the third point is, because we hold the user study and it has the time pressure. And for the exploration work, we won't put our arm like this all the time. We will think and explore and stop and thinking again. So it is not a big problem.
Okay, so if you have it lay down,
yeah,
and you have a very large touch screen, then you will have kind of large interaction as well.
Yes.
Have you considered using some kind of similar but a small widget which you could have nearby, and then you could have several users, each with one small widget looking like that?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, there are more questions.
The interaction schemes that you have are, you're not using any of the schemes that we're all familiar with from iPhones and iPads for the zooming, for instance? Is it because
really.
Of the...
We just use it with our big screen right now.
Okay. But, you know, the zooming with two fingers and going like that, is that because Apple has patented and protected those schemes, or is it...
Sorry?
Are you avoiding to use the Apple schemes for touch? Is that on purpose, that you're not using Apple's schemes for touch interaction? Or do you think that yours are much better?
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
One thing that Wing actually presented is that RST interaction. Remember that? That's exactly what you are asking for. This is the two-touch zoom interaction. Only on your iPhone, you have 2D only, whereas we are dealing with 3D. So we actually extend what you're familiar with.
I guess another question is the you're using a relatively large amount of the screen space for the panels. Have you thought about letting them disappear when you're not interacting, and having them appear and on touch on the rim of the display? Is that something that you're considering, or? It's a trade-off in the size. You're using the panels are taking a bit of space on the screen when they appear. So the touch surface gets smaller because you have the panels. So you're not utilizing the full display to visualize on.
Can you repeat your question again?
Right, okay. Now, you have your display and the panels are on the side, the touch panels, right? This is a surface that you could have used to also display information on the visualization with. What you could have done is let the panels display, that they disappear when you're not interacting, so that you would use that space also to visualize the content on the display. But you didn't consider that. Okay, we can talk about that offline.
Yes,
all right. Okay. All right, we thank the speaker one more time. Thank you.